know that thing, Biggie.
Montucky Skies.
Welcome to Montucky Skies. I'm Brandon.
I'm Biggs.
I'm Adrian.
Hi.
Hello.
Maybe I should start these out. Starts out so mellow, it's weird. So what do you guys been up to for the last week?
The biggest thing is having to buy new tires tomorrow.
Why's that?
Because it's like $500 to get new tires.
Is that a good thing? I always buy them used. I have no idea.
Well, when we bought snow tires for our Volvo, and right before it started snowing real bad, and I think we paid $780 for those tires.
Good God.
I know. And so I was lucky enough to find them for under $476 or something like that, all four put on and everything. It's just the size of the tire that is screwing me up. I never had rims that were more or less than 15 inches, which is your basic, every car has a 15-inch rim on it. Unless you're buying something really tiny or something really, really big, and even then they usually have a 15-inch tire. I have 17s. So
But you got the low profiles, don't you?
Have you ever had, like, fancy rims?
No, I don't have fancy rims now. I just have a weird size rim.
When I was in Olympia, the very first time I ever went through Olympia, Washington, it wasn't the first time. It was just the first time in adulthood, I guess. I was going there with my girlfriend at the time, and she was kind of showing me around the city. And we parked at the stoplight, and it was the first time I'd ever seen the rims with the neon light that spins on it. And I was like, wow. And I was like looking at it. And Heather's like, don't look at that. You can get shot that way. And I was like, what? I lived there for a few years. You ain't going to get shot in Olympia, Washington for looking at somebody's brims. But thinking back on it, the first time I was actually in there was when they actually had the beer factory there, the Olympia Beer Factory, which is closed now. It's ironically in Tumwater, which is right next to Olympia. But they named it Olympia. But anyway, we went into the beer factory with my dad when I was like 5 or 6. And I remember at one point we walked across this catwalk. And it's like a closed catwalk, so there's not like holes in it or whatever. And it had plexiglass over both sides that were up a little high, like probably like 5 feet high. And it's right over this giant river of beer. And I remember my dad threatening to throw me in because I was being bratty and being like, no, I don't want to go. Man, if I go, I want to go in a river. But maybe not Olympia beer. And we just lost like 20
but it's still
people
a river
from Olympia.
Beer.
What's that?
But it's still a river of
That's
beer.
True. That's true. Drink it all Bob and Doug McKenzie style. I really got to go to the bathroom, eh?
Oh, do what else I've been doing? It's finding a babysitter for Friday night.
Oh, to see the Avengers?
Oh, yeah. I think I found one. My dad's going to be in town for that weekend. I'm going to go pick up my gun and drop my daughter off.
So are you going to use the gun to coerce your dad into watching the kid?
No, he's got the gun right now. I don't have to coerce him. He loves her. But it'll be two things. I've got my new gun, and I'll have to see the Avengers. I'm going to be going to be Scarlet, or Black Widow.
I'm going to be Nick Fury. I almost said Nick Cage. That's a whole different.
both strangely comic book character-ish.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Or not on purpose, I don't think.
No, Nick Cage has a power. Nick Cage can go back in time.
I bet Brand's going to see the Avengers on DVD.
Lame.
Take
your kids to
the only way
Saturday.
It could be lamer is if you found it on VHS, dude.
And the tracking was bad.
Yeah. How the hell did you find a copy of the Avengers on VHS and it looks like it's been battered already?
Nick Cage went into time, back in time.
That's right. Well, he's not the time traveler. John Travolta is the time traveler. Nick Cage is the vampire.
Vampire.
That's right.
And the vampire is from Back in Time.
Yes. I mean, it doesn't age because he's a vampire.
Yeah, the traveling time-traveling vampire.
You know, talking to, like, time-traveling, actually, I've been watching these Stephen Hawking. The BBC did these three, like, I guess almost a mini-series, but not really a mini-series. They did, like, three episodes of this show that's basically explores, like, Stephen Hawking's theories on things. And one of them was on time travel. It was really interesting hearing it. Like, he's convinced that someday we'll be able to travel into the future, but not into the past. Because he says he thinks what'll happen is if you try and create something to go into the past, it'll basically... The way he described it would be like putting a microphone against, like, an amplifier. Like, it would just go in this loop and create all this feedback, and you wouldn't be able to. And he feels like it would undo a lot of the laws of
physics,
right? But going forward, he thinks it'd be possible, like, if you shot around, I'm oversimplifying this, you know.
Yeah.
But, like, if you shot around a black hole, like, for every year that passes, you would go a year into the future. But then he said an even better way is, like, if you could manage to get into some kind of ship that could act, or a train or something that could actually go fast enough, you could go 10 years into the future for each year that you traveled. So you would still have to, like, you know, it wouldn't be like a show where it's just instantaneous and you're there. Like, you would have to actually
put effort into it.
Yeah, to take a journey and stuff. But yeah, that was interesting. It kind of ruined time travel for a way for me. Cause, like,
it's not why magical would you, anymore.
Well, why would you want to do that, dude? Like, okay. So, A, you're sitting somewhere for an entire year, and then you go a decade in the future. What if it sucks in the future? You just gave it up. You've got, like, this 10-year, like, hole where you've just missed, like, everything. Pop culture, news events, everything. There's this giant hole there. Everybody's thinking you're an a-hole because you disappeared for a decade. You know what I mean? Like,
I used to get shit for disappearing from a party.
Yeah. Yeah, imagine a decade, dude. I don't know. Would you do it if you had a chance?
Maybe.
Like, if you could take your whole family, I guess. Or maybe the family doesn't exist in this scenario.
Or the whatever. Family that you like.
You know, I probably would. For scientific purposes.
For scientific purposes? You are a man of science, after all.
Yeah.
What would you hope to see?
I don't know. But by the time you got there, everybody else would have caught up. You don't have to spend 1 year to get 10 years in the future.
That's true. I guess if there's like a... No, I'm not going to go there. Never mind. But my whole thing on like going into the past are like terrible reasons. Like, I would be the villain in a movie. I'd want to do the Biff thing where I gambled on stuff and get a bunch of money. I'd want to like nail some girl I blew it with. Some girl. Lots of girls. That Just figure it out. Groundhog Day, that shit. You figure it out. Like, I don't know, man. Going to the future, that's scary to me. What if you miss something cool?
I wouldn't do it at all. I wouldn't go on. You know, you think romantically about the past, like you're saying. If I could go to the past knowing what I know now, I would nail every chick in my high school. Every chick. If I could go back, I would do better in school and get good grades.
See,
if
I could go back, I fake all that stuff too.
But you know, but in reality,
but then I wouldn't have my wife.
Right,
my
and in
kid.
Reality, I'd lose all on all this stuff.
All
this palatial,
all of this
palatial palace that you're sitting in. But I would lose all my stuff that I have now, and I don't mean, you know, like you're saying, I don't mean my property, my guitars, or my computer, or anything.
That's a you know. This is how awful I get, though, too, because I was literally pondering that when I was, driving over here today, and I was thinking about that, and I was like, man, I'd have to buy all my comic books over again. Like, how hard would that be to find every single one? Because then I would be irritated if I went to grab one and it's not there. I'd be like, crap, I thought
you
know I bought
what?
That
That's
already.
That's funny you brought that
there'd
up.
Be
damn
new,
paradox.
There'd be new and better ones.
Do you know what,
maybe.
You know what really got me was thinking... Same thing the day I was thinking this about comic books was that I wish that I could go back in time and not get rid of my comic books.
You know what, though? Your time, well, if you got them in the 80s, sure, they might be worth something. But anything forward from that, forget it,
dude. It's not about the worth of it, you know. I had like a bunch that were, you know, annuals, but annuals that came in gold leaf covers and stuff like that. And not that they were worth money or anything like that, but I just had all this stuff that I was like religious about collecting and keeping in a certain order. And you read them once, you put them up, you never touch them again. You go through, you buy one, you read it, you put it in its cover, you put it up, you put it, catalog it, you never touch it again. It's sitting right there. It's just like your private little stash. And then I couldn't even tell you what happened to them. That's what bugs me to this day.
Have you ever bought like toys and stuff, like superhero kind of toys? As an adult, or any of that kind of stuff, movie toys.
Well, I buy stuff for Araya.
But, I mean, for yourself?
No.
Yeah, you strike me as a type that would keep it in the box and put
it's
it up on the shelf.
It's on the wall, but yeah.
Yeah, my buddy sounds like that too. I couldn't do that, dude. Once or twice I bought toys, I gotta open them right away.
No, you know,
for a couple of minutes and I put them up on the shelf. I can't do it.
If I'm the type of guy that I would buy something like that, but have you ever seen those miniature bust?
Yeah.
That they have.
That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. Yeah.
Now, a bust I would take out of the box because it goes on your desk or it goes on a shelf or something like that, you know. But, like, I got her a Batgirl. Araya has Stargirl. She has Wonder Woman. But they're all in the box with push pins holding them into the wall.
You know what I want a bust of? Like a Shakespearean head or like a Shakespeare head. And you flip it backwards and it's got the dials for the Batcave.
That'd be awesome.
Big red button.
It would be awesome if it had
that. Is that what it is, a button? I was thinking it was a black button.
It would be awesome if it had that, the dials, but it was a radio. So you were actually doing something with it.
Yeah. I would use it to, I don't know, blend drinks or something. Turn on the TV.
When I was in college, freshman year, there was a guy who lived across the hall from me. He was a kind of a nerd, but he was a Rastafarian.
He was a Rasta nerd?
Yeah.
Rare, but they are there.
And he collected Transformers. And I thought, man, I had this, that you pull back till it clicks and you let it go.
You rolls. Had it or he had
I
it?
I had it.
You had a Transformer or was it a GoBot?
No, this was a Transformer. This is the one that survived. Because right. They're pieces of shit. I'm going to say this out loud. He was going to give me $150 for it.
That's insane.
So I go home. I'm like digging through the house. Go back from college for the weekend. I'm like digging through the house trying to find it. My mom had thrown away all of my toys as a kid like that week.
Do you know what's messed up? You're killing me, Brandon. As a kid growing up in my grandparents' house, they had a shed in the backyard. That they just didn't have like a metal shed. Like they put a shed in, put a subfloor in it. There'd be shelving systems in it and everything. Everything's kept up in nice, orderly fashion. Every toy that me or my brothers or sisters ever had was cataloged in that shed. And you just totally forgot about it. And then my grandma died. We all went over there. And my grandpa's like, go through that shed and get what you need to get out of there, you know, because I don't need, I'm trying to reduce what the inventory they have of everything. So I go in there, and it was the most awesome feeling in the world to go through and rediscover your toys and forget about, you know, you remember how cool they were. They weren't cool at the time. I had, like, boxes and boxes and boxes of Hot Wheels and, like, almost every He-Man that there ever was. And,
I had every He-Man.
I used to love that. G.I. Joe's.
I had all the original He-Man, not the, like, they did a second line of them. When I was probably around high school or so, and there was set in space or something, like it was weird, and I didn't have any of those.
I mean, I just had the first ones, like Beast Man.
Yeah,
He-Man,
okay,
and
we're on the same page.
Yeah, Man at Arms,
Hordeak.
Yeah,
did you have any She-Ra?
Oh yeah, She-Ra. Well, She-Ra, I had She-Ra, and I had Teela, but Teela didn't count. Teela was a He-Man. She was like a girl He-Man.
Yeah, the only ones I had from She-Ra were, like, the villains were kind of cool. Like, I had Hordeak and his lair and, like, all that. all that.
It was super cool. We're going to get totally flamed for admitting that we had She-Ra stuff, but it's all right.
No, I'd get flamed if I had She-Ra. You're the person. You're the GoBot of this equation.
I had tons of GoBots. I had like maybe 5 or 6 Transformers because I couldn't afford them. But there was the ones I had. I had a Dinobot. Turned from a Brontosaurus into a robot and then back into a Brontosaurus. I always wanted all...
I had the T-Rex.
Oh, nice. I always wanted all of the Constructicons so you can make that big robot that they turned into, but I only had like 2.
I had the dump truck.
Dude, I did have Voltron, Defender of the Universe.
Hold on, let's not transition off the Transformers just yet. We can come back to Voltron. Which, by the way, that Constructicon thing is a total rip-off of Voltron. But, as I'm sure you know.
Well, they had to because Voltron was so popular.
Right.
Yeah.
But this is the thing. Like, I had the only Transformer I remember breaking on me, but I got some badass use out of it before it broke. Like, there was this big white and purple Transformer, mostly white, a little bit of purple, and he turned into, like, an aircraft carrier, and then he would turn into this giant truck that you could, like, carry all your Transformers in. And, like, I had that one. I got it for this one Christmas. That was all I told everybody. It was, like, when they asked me what I wanted for Christmas, I was, like, just mention that Transformer, like, over and over again. And I got it. And it was so badass. And then I remember I was at a daycare, and he was in robot form. And I was carrying him over to something. And it was so fucking heavy. I was, like, carrying the top part and right at his waist where he would turn to, like, hit or whatever. Like, right at his waist, it just snapped. Like, there's a piece of plastic that was, like, about as big as a pen that was, like, holding it into place. Yeah. And you can only see a little bit of it. And it just, like, snapped under the weight of the whole thing. And, like, so I got about a year of use.
You're like, you can suck. You ain't got one of these.
Well, and I glued it, but it would never hold because it was so freaking heavy. There was no crazy glue that was, like, strong enough. So, yeah. But you know what? I got a year of use out of it. For a year, I had the most badass Transformer. That's so, funny. All right. You wanted to talk about Voltron.
Voltron, Defender of the Universe.
I love that you say the whole title. Well, we went from Transformers, more than meets the eyes. Voltron, Defender of the Universe. And GoBots were cheaper than Transformers.
And I'll tell you what, for my money... Voltron kicked every Transformers ass. GoBot, any kind of Transformers.
Weren't they like hard ass metal, if I remember right?
Now, the original.
Like die cast metal?
The original ones, yeah.
Yeah, because I think I had like one of them.
It was only, you put them together, like he's only about 1.5 feet tall, but he was heavy. Like he was about 3 feet tall. Wide.
Was the yellow one a leg? I think I had a leg.
Yeah, the yellow one was, what was his name?
I have no idea.
I could think of his name, but.
That's some Japanese thing.
The green one was Pidge, and he was an arm. The red one was Lance, and he was a foot. The black one was Keith, and he was the black lion. And he was the chest and the head. And the princess was Pink, and she was the other.
I guarantee right now, as you were just saying off all those names, there was some nerd jumping on the internet to make sure you were correct.
I only wish... Please listen.
Well, I do got to say, one of our listeners won the Aliens Blu-ray.
Where did you see this at? I went and looked. I didn't see anybody making any comments anywhere.
I don't know if he actually made it. I should just throw out the whole thing. It was David Williams sent me a comment on the blog that said he said he plugged it on Facebook with an apostrophe instead of a K, Facebook, which made me laugh. And so I gave it to him because nobody else did anything as far as I could tell. He said he also plugged it on Google Plus. And so I was trying to track down his name. I looked on his blog. His name's Dave Williams. I found him on Facebook because the guy who subscribed to it was my buddy Alan Stanton. So I looked on Alan's thing, found David Williams and his friends, sent him a thing that says where you want me to ship it. So we'll see. We'll see if you're listening and you want your Aliens Blu-ray, because I'll send it to you, dude, but you got to let me know in the next couple of weeks while I still got money. I'm going to spend it fast this summer, starting with Avengers.
Yeah.
So we did have a winner. And I think he might have, because like we seriously had like about a 10-person spike on iTunes.
Oh, nice.
And then it went down. Like they obviously didn't like what they heard, but fuck, dude, we had a spike. I don't care.
Do what's scaring me about the Avengers movie
What's that?
Is that I'll get back to Voltron in a second.
Is it Loki? He's really frightening.
No.
Smoldering
is
eyes.
I'm slowly turning into somebody who might show up to something like that with a mask on. It's freaking me out. But back to Voltron. Very heavy. Cast iron. Die cast metal.
You could put a kid in the hospital.
Easily.
Dude, a lot of shit I had growing up, you could put a kid in the hospital. I had
remember the head shot off?
I had the old school Tonka trucks.
Oh, I had a bunch of
like
those.
Die cast metal. Like, my dad always used to call me Kid Destructo because I managed to destroy this giant bulldozer. And he's like, I don't know how you did it. He's like, with my toolkit, I couldn't have done that.
There are the big ones, you know, with the dump trucks and the bulldozers and stuff. Yeah. They weren't die cast metal. They were made out of sheet metal.
Yeah.
And folded in machinery to make that shape.
You're right. I mean,
they were some serious...
No, they had like sharp edges and stuff. And yeah. That was like my toy when I was
Tonka,
like three, dude.
Now with sharper edges.
Yeah. I had the crane. The big.
I remember seeing that crane too.
That was.
Did your mom throw that one away too?
No, I still have that.
She's like, no, that's worth money.
They don't make these anymore.
No, they're all plastic
now. To her credit, maybe she saw like the Transformers Michael Bay thing. Was just like, I can't look at this anymore.
This is way pre Michael Bay.
All right, going back to the Avengers because you brought it up. Mark Ruffalo, who played Hulk. Yeah. He signed a 6-picture deal with Marvel. Like, apparently to get into the Avengers, he had to do sign a 6-picture deal. So, off of everything I've seen, there's no Hulk movie that's scheduled. Maybe there'll be one, maybe not. But it kind of sounds like if he's got a 6-picture deal, maybe he's going to wind up, like, popping in on other Marvel movies. Which I think would be a great idea. They should do a lot more of that. Marvel, if you're listening, I'm gold, dude.
Well, they are. I was talking to you about this earlier, and it kind of made me kind of look into it and think, but there's going to be a Deadpool movie coming out.
There is a Deadpool. So who's got that then?
I don't. That's my question.
I've not heard that Marvel Studios is doing that. I've heard enough. I did hear when X-Men Origins Wolverine came out, they were talking about possibly doing a Deadpool spinoff, but that went away when Ryan Reynolds signed a contract with DC and did Green Lantern.
No, but see, here's the thing with that is that they can get away with that because Deadpool's face becomes terribly mangled and disfigured. It doesn't have to be Ryan Reynolds anymore.
Well, no, you don't have to, but from what I understood, that project went away.
I hope not. That could be an awesome... It'd be hilarious, too.
Yeah, you're just telling me all sorts of stuff about Deadpool.
And it's one of those things... It's one of those, like you were saying, it's one of those characters that not everybody's like... Not that they're not into, but they don't know a lot about
him. Well, it seems like a lot of nerds know him and love him. I've never picked up one and actually read it.
I've actually picked up and read.
What'd you think?
I loved it. I liked it.
I got one. I'll let you go take home with you. I got the newest one.
Yeah, I just got Adrian the Killing Joke. If nobody's read the Killing Joke, I used to say The Dark Knight Returns is the best graphic novel I've ever read, but I had not read The Killing Joke when I used to say that. I gotta say, this is my favorite thing, and it makes me feel better, too, because Frank Miller's turned out to be a total douchebag, as it turns out. But, yeah, dude, it's a great story. It explains how Batgirl got in the wheelchair, became the Oracle. It doesn't really explain how she became the Oracle, but it explains the whole home invasion thing with the Joker. Like, the origin story of the Joker.
That's good
and the Tim Burton Batman, they took elements of that from this graphic novel.
That leads right into the Batgirl number one.
And Dark Knight. The whole theme with like Batman and Joker kind of fighting for like chaos versus order. There's a lot of that in this too that I think they borrowed some of the themes from this. So it's a great, great graphic novel, dude. You're gonna love it. It's a quick read too. And they just re-inked everything, so it looks pretty nice. But I could tell Brandon's going crazy with the comic book stuff. So let me get into some nerdery.
Hey, even Brandon read Deadpool.
That's true.
It's good. It's some good stuff.
See, I liked a lot of it. See, I've read quite a bit of the X-Men, so I kind of spun off into the Deadpool.
It's really cool. I mean, and I think that what really kicked it off is people who weren't aware, and then they watched Wolverine, and then they didn't sit and watch the entire thing after the credits and didn't see that Deadpool was alive.
I did. I just didn't remember it. I haven't even rewatched Wolverine since it was out in the theater. Like, I enjoyed it, but I didn't really feel like rewatching it.
Watched it today.
I don't know if I could rewatch it.
Yeah,
I probably will at some point.
I will. I will at some point. But someday I'll be bored and it'll be on TV. But I'll definitely go watch the sequel. That they're making a sequel, which was supposed to be in Japan. And then Japan got all fucked up and irradiated and everything. Now they're filming in Australia. I don't know if it's supposed to be in Japan anymore or not, but...
This is where Godzilla's taking over.
Yeah. Speaking of giant creatures taking over...
Hello.
The giant shrimp?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. This is the thing, man. Like, I was afraid of Florida when there was giant snakes, giant rats. What was the other giant thing? Hogs. We talked about all these that are, like, taking over Florida. Giant shrimp, dude. There's giant shrimp.
How big
now.
Is a giant shrimp?
13 inches cannibal long. Cannibal shrimp. Yeah, they're cannibals, too.
They eat shrimp?
Yeah,
and they're 13 inches long. Think about a shrimp, dude. Like, what? When it's curled up, maybe an inch? These are 13 inches, man.
When you said giant, though, I thought you meant, like, chasing humans, like, onto the beach.
Well, no, but maybe they go after us. I don't know. What's what the hell's wrong with Florida, dude? I mean, aside from the obvious.
Something
right.
In the water. Something in the water.
I'm serious, man. I that episode where we talked about that, I said, like, something with Floridian wildlife and the secret of the ooze. I'm convinced there's some ooze there now, man. No God. Like, that's why Michael Bay is going to the alien thing, is he doesn't want the people releasing the ooze in Florida to go after him. I think they're releasing secrets, man. I'm scared of Florida right now. So what'd you read about it? Like, I just kind of glanced at the headline.
I just got the, I read the tagline, the first two paragraphs. There was a story on Yahoo.
Yeah, I saw the same one.
And they showed a picture of it, and it's about as long as a football, they showed one.
Yeah. Yeah, they're giant tiger shrimp that are from Asia that have somehow been introduced in and are probably going to screw up the ecosystem even worse. What is it going to look like, dude, with the snakes that are getting aggressive and super huge and all this other stuff? Like, just from the
bottom. Now, we were just talking about comic books, superheroes. People are going to be next.
People are going
to... They're going to be next.
We're going to start evolving with people from Asia?
It starts with those it starts with those flying squirrel suits that they have for skydivers. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't want to get too into that because literally we had a good life, the podcast. They were just talking about this.
So you're kidding.
I don't want to hit too much of that, but yeah.
The flying squirrel suits they were talking about?
Yeah, they were talking about exactly the flying squirrel suit, yeah.
Sons of bitches.
I like them.
But yeah, it's getting crazy. We're not done hearing about this shit either.
Yeah.
Before you know, it'll be like giant wheels of Gouda cheese.
There are giant wheels of cheese. Gianter. Pretty soon, the cheesy you.
It'll be like one. It'll be cheese so big that it'll put those little tourist stops in Wisconsin out of business because they won't be the world's biggest cheese anymore.
People will lose all their teeth trying to eat all the cheese.
Lactose intolerance. That's how they're going to end the world.
Did you hear about the dentist? This guy went... Okay, so this guy was dating a dentist. And they broke up. And like 5 days later, he goes to her to extract a tooth because he's got a toothache that was really bad. Okay, now, before I go any further, are you going to go to your ex-girlfriend to take your teeth out?
No.
Probably not.
Now, let me ask you.
Depends how amicable it broke up, but probably a week later, maybe not.
Okay, now, what do you think happened? Let me just see if you guys can guess.
She didn't give him enough Novocaine.
Knocked him out, took all the teeth is what I guess.
Yeah, you're exactly right. That's exactly what she did. She used enough gas to, like, knock him out, and she extracted every single tooth in his head. Then she, like, bandaged the whole thing and everything and told him that it was going to be a few days before it was okay. But he would need to see a specialist and then tell him that she'd pulled out all his teeth. Like, and I guess his current girlfriend broke up with her or broke up with him.
I bet.
Because he didn't have any teeth. Dude, it's one of those things, like, She is obviously crazy and deranged and stuff, but he obviously has to be crazy too. You never go to your ex-girlfriend for dental work.
There's one cardinal rule, is you don't go to your ex-girlfriend for dental work.
Okay, I'm going
to
be...
That reminds me of a story that I had seen on the internet. This woman had gone to... her boyfriend was a tattoo artist to get a tattoo done. I can't remember what it was supposed to be done. So she just put her shirt up and wanted a back piece done. So he went to work and did this huge pile of shit on her back with like stink lines coming off and flies buzzing around.
That's awful.
I have a brother named James who just recently got a tattoo on his butt cheek of a sign that says it ain't gonna kiss itself.
Well, and the thing with this tooth thing is, like, I can't get over the girlfriend thing. Like, how do you go to an ex-girlfriend for a tooth? Because, like I've got... Okay, the other day, I'm not making this up, about a month ago, I had a really bad toothache, and I knew there was just this little tiny fragment of a wisdom tooth that, like, just will not go away and was causing all the pain. So I took some needle nose pliers and, like, sanitized them.
You
really
did what?
Good.
Now, hold on.
Some at-home dentistry?
Yeah.
You did this?
It's, like, the third time I've done it. Yeah.
Oh, okay, what did you
do? Just a little teeny tiniest piece of tooth and, like, just... And I put it on there and pulled it out, and you bleed a little bit, and then it's over, and you feel.
Oh, wait, you mean where a tooth was at, you had it removed, and then there was something left in there?
No, dude, I never had my teeth. That's the problem. I never had my wisdom teeth removed. I didn't have the money. And so they broke off years and years ago. And so every now and then little fragments come up to haunt my gum and swell it up and, like, make me feel horrible. And so I took these needle nose pliers and, like, I just took this little tiny fragment of a tooth out. And as soon as you take it out, you bleed a whole bunch, but you feel better right away. Like, right away. The second it's out, you're just like, oh, thank God. And you don't hurt anymore. And it bleeds for, like, 5 minutes and then it's done. And you get on with your life. I don't even, like, I love my wife and trust my wife. I don't even trust her to take pliers and pull it out, dude. How do you go into a doctor to, like, pull a dentist to pull a tooth when it's an ex-girlfriend? Like, I don't have that level of trust with my wife. That's all I'm saying. I'd rather have a stranger.
That says something about your marriage, but.
Would you let your
Well, my wife's a nurse.
So?
She has a code of ethics.
But she's not, like, a dental administrator.
What?
I don't know. She doesn't work in the dental field. She's a nurse.
It's true. And she's a psych nurse, so she might try to mess with me.
Yeah, that'd be weird if you decided for a divorce or something and all of a sudden you're, like, in a padded cell.
Well, no, I trust
you're seeing
her.
All these crazy things that nobody believes.
I trust
you.
Her to shave my head for me. Because if
my wife's cut my hair. That's not a big deal.
Oh. And you have hair.
Yeah, I do. Well, I mean, this was a while ago. This is when we were first together.
My wife cuts my hair and see what that...
There you go.
She took it all.
You're like Fabio there.
But I have let my wife do at-home dentistry on me. I had a sharp, like, where I had a tooth to... I had a root canal done, but I hadn't had, like... the crown put on, so it like breaks apart once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sharp edges.
I've had that.
And I had her, I have a dental or a Dremel tool.
Oh!
And just
okay.
Grind the.
This is where Adrian puts his ears.
Sharp part off.
that's nuts, dude.
That's See? Insane. I don't think you would trust your wife with that. Now that I'm
not with
up.
A Dremel tool, no. You said Dremel, and I was went nuts in my head. I was like, oh, that's
So
nuts.
Pliers are okay, but not...
Well, pliers are like something that you're in control of, and you're in there, and you're feeling, and you know exactly what you're feeling, and if you got it
but
or not.
But she does not know what you're feeling. You understand?
Yeah, but it's not going to happen when she's just feeling for it and you tell her where it's at. Something can happen if she's I don't have any more gum right there. That kind of sucks. You could be like an evil villain, a super villain.
So how did it work
Hole
out?
Hole in gum.
Fine. It's just done.
could I hire your wife to pull some teeth for me?
With the Dremel. She's going to use the Tonka crane. Lay down in the garden right here. Maybe that crane over.
Hey, have you guys been hearing anything about the Star Trek II remake?
No.
Apparently they're kind of remaking it, because there was rumors that Khan would be the villain for a long time.
James Khan!
Have you ever seen Star Trek II, the original one?
With Wrath of Khan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're yelling James Khan. I thought you were confused.
No, I was yelling.
It's like the Godfather. James Khan!
No, Ricardo Montalban?
Right, yeah. Well, there was rumors because they were trying to draft Hispanic actors for a while. And then for a role of a villain that they wouldn't disclose. And then they wound up... hiring Benedict Cumberbatch. Yes, he's a real guy. You guys still look at me. I've said it like seven times. You guys always look at me like you're super, making up this thing.
Again, supervillain.
I'm not making this up. It's his real name. But so they hired him. Apparently, the word is that he is playing Khan. It's starting to leak out. Not confirmed yet, but from sources close to it, they're saying it is Khan. So they're rebooting Khan. And it's not something tied in with the Space Seed episode of Star Trek. Also, other news is Leonard Nimoy apparently reprised his role as Spock, which surprised me because I thought he was done. He had, like, throat cancer or some kind of cancer, and it looked like he was done acting. So I'm wondering if he already filmed it before he retired, if this is true. But it looks like Spock's going to play original Spock again. Because there's two Spocks in the movie.
Old Spock.
And Klingons. Klingons are going to be in it. Apparently they were in the original and they got cut. Because they had a very little part. But in this one they have such a large part that the member of the crew who is Dish and all this stuff said there's no way they could be cut in the movie. So there will be Klingons.
Yeah, they just mentioned Klingons in the first reboot.
I don't even remember them mentioning it.
Well, because they were on the...
It's good. It's a good reboot, man. It really is.
One of these days, I'm going to have to bring that over to you.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, because they basically did it. They did it on this alternate timeline. Like, it's a bit of a time travel kind of thing. And so, the genius of it to me was, like, they were able to turn Star Trek into this action-adventure kind of franchise. But still keep the continuity intact because it's an alternate timeline. So I thought that was really clever the way they did it. They can do whatever they want with the characters. You're not like, that's not how that happened. But, yeah.
No, when Eric Bana and all the Romulans were, where he was going across different planets, blowing things up, one of the things they had blown up was a
Klingon mining about the Hulk planet. And now the Hulk's a Romulan.
Oh, that reminds me of something with the Hulk. We'll get back to that.
And Uhura had intercepted the Klingon transmission.
Captain, I'm intercepting a Romulan transmission.
What you can't see is Adrian's holding his hand to his head.
When you hear the voice like that, you imagine it.
You really can't. It's not that good, but when you have the hand against it, it gets the point across.
That's true.
It's the same thing when you're talking about the phone and you do the finger in the thumb.
I'm putting my hand on my ear. Yes, you can order your Time Life collection here.
I don't remember that being in Star Trek. This is why it's a bad impression, man.
Yes, I received my Sports Illustrated football phone.
Okay, so...
Act now. And receive a Sports Illustrated football phone. Remember those? How cool those were? I never saw one in real life.
I never did either. I saw them on commercials and Wayne.
I had an uncle that had a big, huge Rainier can that was a phone.
Yeah, I've seen one of those. But I used to see so much like Rainier and Olympia merchandising. Just insane amounts. And they're kind of the same beer. But don't tell people in Olympia that, even though I probably just did. But they're kind of the same beer. But you were talking about the Hulk earlier, Eric Bana. Jumping back to Mark Ruffalo playing the new Hulk, which I forgot to mention this little scene. Tie it in with our Aliens podcast we did last week. Uh-huh. They asked Ruffalo in this interview, they were like, was there any scenes cut with the Hulk in it? He's like, actually, yeah, there's this really great scene that'll apparently be in the deleted scenes when I'm with Harry Dean Stanton, and it's a really great scene. And he's like, and he goes, I understand why they had to cut it. It hurt when they cut it, but I understood. But he's like, I can't wait to see it in the deleted scenes, how it turned out. So Harry Dean Stanton in the Avengers. You can add another one to his IMDb page, man. That guy has traveled, man. He's been in everything.
I wonder what he's playing in.
No idea. Hmm. Yeah, if you're... Okay, I know you...
A S.H.I.E.L.D. not, agent.
Yeah, probably. Something like that.
Like the oldest S.H.I.E.L.D. agent of all?
Well, that guy's the one with the mustache and the bowler hat. I can't remember the character. He's in Captain America. Yeah, he's still around in the Marvel Universe. I don't know if there's an explanation why, but...
He was frozen in the glacier next to Captain America?
Maybe. Dude, wait till you hear about the Winter Soldier. Well, Nick Fury's, I'm just going to spoil this for everybody. I'm going to spoil Captain America 2 for everybody right now, or possibly even 3, one of them. Bucky, he's going to come back as a Winter Soldier. Spoiler. I know it's going to happen, dude. Because that's the way it happened in the comic, and he falls off into an icy place, and you don't see him again for the rest of the movie. He's going to come back as a Winter Soldier. But anyway, that's just my little nerd derivation there. You guys got any other shit to talk about?
I was stoked because more comic conversation.
He just stares down Brandon.
I'm going comics with this one.
You know what I use for toilet paper? Comic books. Golden Age comic books.
I was going through and remember I was talking about how I was kind of delving back to find out a little bit more about Deathstroke because it's a character that I like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking about how he's one of the few characters that actually beat the hell out of Batman before. And
tons of characters that beat the hell out of Batman. That's not special. Dude, Bane broke his back.
But Deathstroke doesn't have any special... He doesn't have any superhuman powers.
He doesn't have any Venom.
He doesn't have any Venom, no.
Right, yeah.
So,
And the DC Universe Venom is a chemical that acts as a super steroid.
Bane is... Okay. I think the proper term for Bane is swole.
Swole?
He's swole. He's on swole. Swollen up.
I thought... Oh, gotcha.
But I was looking at these ones and from the old... issues of Deathstroke the Terminator, and I seen the ones I was looking for, and there was 4 that I'm looking for, 5 total. One of them was with Green Arrow, and it explains how Deathstroke lost his eye from the Green Arrow. Found it.
Did he shoot him in the eye?
He stabbed him in the eye with a
arrow.
With an arrow.
Yeah.
Was
it Robin Hood, like Green Arrow?
Yes.
That's my favorite
from the
one.
90s.
That pussy 5 o'clock shadow one.
But I hate that guy. They had it at Hastings. And then I went through and I found there's a part 4 one with Batman that I was looking for. They had one of them. But still, I thought that was pretty good considering, you know, I'm looking for specific comic books, 5 of them, and I found 2 of them there.
I'm waiting for the day where somebody scans in everything and we can just look at any comic ever. Because I already have a disc that's like every Amazing Spider-Man for like 40 years or something. I think it's 40 years, 65 to 2005. That sounds right. Yeah, like every Amazing Spider-Man from there, they just scanned in every single one. And the great thing about that too is like, they left in all the advertisements, which you don't think you want until you start looking at them. And it's so funny, dude. I had forgotten about, like, the kid who's walking on the beach who's weak and, like, the bully picks on him. And the girl walks off with the bully. And so he, like, uses the Charles Atlas program. He comes back and kicks sand on the bully's face. Like, and I don't know why you could just kick sand on the face and be done with it. But, yeah. Or the Olympia.
X-ray specs.
What's that?
Or the X-ray specs.
Yeah, X-ray specs. The Captain Olympia sales club.
We were talking about that, remember?
Yeah, yeah. Like, you could save up, like, 70,000 sales and you get a scooter.
70,000 sales. That's like a professional salesman. That's what they strive for.
Yeah. Hey, let me put it this way. If you can move, like, 20,000 units, you can get a boat. Nice plastic boat for the bathtub.
You might as well be hunking around Hoover vacuums door to door.
Yeah. Or Bubble Yum, man. Bubble Yum. Like, there was a good chunk of time there in the 80s where Bubble Yum had, like, every other comic book ad.
Oh, yeah.
You would, like, flip through it, and it would be, like, a giant bubble, and kids going, hee-hee-hee-hee, Bubble Yum. Or they'd show, like, giant fruit for each Bubble Yum flavor.
Have you looked into e-reader files online?
No.
That might be something worth... Because I think that's where comics is probably going to head to.
It's going to e-reader. Yeah. Well, I think
and it would be a good format for it.
Yeah. They're going to eventually do away with the floppies. Like, people love them, but they're going away.
Floppy disks?
Because I know...
That's what we refer to, like these monthly issues, the floppies. They're going away, dude.
I hope not.
They are. It's. I'm sorry, but it's a matter of time.
You get more artwork with them.
But my daughter's. But my daughter's novel. Nook. You don't get if you covers. Had this, it would look just like.
You do get the covers. This. Hold on. I want you to look in that graphic. The recorder's resting on it, but I'll show you later. Like graphic novels, like you flip into it, and each issue you get into, they always show you the cover, and then sometimes they'll show you the artwork without the coloring.
Walking Dead wasn't
the
like color. That.
What's that?
Walking Dead wasn't like that.
Walking Dead's not like that, and the reason why Walking Dead isn't like that is because they have an issue where they just sell you the covers. Most cheese dick shit ever.
Have you seen the new? They have the new Survivor's Guide.
Yeah, I'm not getting that either. I flipped through it enough to see like, okay, they're just telling you everything that happened in the issues.
Yeah.
So once again, I don't need it.
Yeah.
I'm not like that obsessive of a collector. I'll like if it's something I've never read, I'll get it. But off of what I could see, it was all rehashing stuff that already happened. Like, maybe if you want to catch up with the new floppies, but you don't want to buy all the trades.
I just think there's something romantic about comic books.
I'm with you to an extent, but I've really jumped on the trade. Like, the trades were the things that got me back into comics, and I think eventually the trades are going to go away, too. I think books in general are just going to go away eventually. Like, I really feel that way after
that's
I saw
when all, that's when all Kindle. My comics will become worth money.
Maybe. Probably not.
There'll be some eccentric.
When you're an old man, then they'll be worth something.
No.
Pay for my grandkids' college or something.
They won't. I'm sorry, dude. There's like golden age comics that aren't worth shit. Like there's stuff from like the 30s and 40s that aren't worth anything. Like if they're not an issue that anybody wants. And it's the fact of life, dude. Everybody thinks like this is the problem that we have. Our generation in particular has with like gauging values of comic books is that when we were kids, and it was the same with baseball cards, like you always heard the story about like our dad or something who like had all these baseball cards or comic books and their mom threw them all away, which Brandon can feel with the Transformers obviously, but threw them all away and then they were worth money. And like my dad would tell me, like I think he told me he had Amazing Fantasy 15 at one point, like, you know, the very first Spider-Man thing. Like, one of the most valuable comics ever. Tossed out in the garbage by my grandma.
Yeah, I think
kid.
There were, you know, in mint condition, I think 15's worth about $750,000.
Yeah, and it's not the most valuable one, but it's up there. Uh-huh. It's the first appearance of Spider-Man, so it's huge. And, like, the thing of it is people who had comic books back then didn't think they were worth anything. And so everybody threw them away. Like, everybody threw them away. You know, they weren't... Nobody was keeping them in nice sealed plastic bags or anything like that. So when you find something like that in mint condition, it's worth a lot of money. But from our childhoods, I mean, before we were even born, there was nerds that were packing everything, putting the cardboard in it to keep it in perfect condition, like buying number ones because they think they're going to be worth someday. And then in the 90s, it went really crazy because then they were trying, like, they were basically the spec market blew up. Like, everybody was buying like 20 of one issue just because they thought it'd be worth something. And so everybody's got all this stuff and it's not worth anything.
It makes me appreciate, it makes me feel like I need to go to a Comic-Con before I get too old. Just so I have that feeling of, because when I watch it on TV or something like that, I really get the feeling that when you're there, it's like you're back in the heyday, you know, like
yeah,
everybody's in the, not well, into the same thing, but
by the way, free comic book day, Saturday, free comic book day. Just want to throw out. So
Amazing 15, 280,000 was just sold.
Holy shit, yeah, and I know that cover. I could close my eyes and see that cover anytime. Was that the Flash? How much is that?
Flash Comics sold for 289,000.
Yeah, hold on. Show that picture to Adrian. Now, well, I'm going to describe this to people who aren't the biggest nerds. The Flash had the dorkiest comic.
Metal helmet?
Yeah, the Golden Age the Army outfit helmet. Was basically like a t-shirt and like sweatpants, and then he had like a colander on his head with a... Did he even have a lightning bolt on the colander? He had wings on. Yeah, I have wings on it because it's supposed to be like Mercury.
You know what? I'm going to get screwed on Free Comics Day.
Why is that?
Because I have to work.
What time do you got to work at?
I have to be at work at 7.
7 in the morning?
Yeah.
What time do you get off at?
5:30.
You might still be able to squeeze out a comic.
I'm
going
to have to talk to my connections down there on Wednesday.
Well, I'm going to go down there with the girls so Daddy can get some comics.
Hey, all three can get 10.
What's that?
You could take both of them. They all three can get 10 free comics.
I'm gonna look at what they got. Like no, I'll hook. Try and get one of each. But I oh for hook and Brent, like Adrian. Oh, yeah. All right. Okay. I got gotcha.
You. I'll see what's going
I'll see
on. First.
I'll see if I can grab you some stuff. But I don't want to overdo it either. Too like that's coming out of the comic book company's pockets, not Hastings. I don't think Hastings...
Those deep comic book pockets? I'm just joking.
I'm just saying, I don't think Hastings is sacrificing any money. It's like Marvel and DC.
I'm like sitting here, I'm like spending, not wasting my time, but I'm spending my time just wondering what comics are going to be there.
I know the last time I went, there was Avengers. They had a really solid Avenger comic. Like, Brian Michael Bendis wrote it. It was really well done. So... It's not like that. The old days on Free Comic Book Day, I remember I got one before, and it was like a Spider-Man comic where the police, like, basically a kid gets hit by his mom, and he teaches him like to call the police PSA and stuff. Comic. Yeah, and they used to do that for Free Comic Book Day, and I was like, this is lame. The last time I actually took part in Free Comic Book Day, it was like really good comics. So.
Punisher.
I don't remember seeing... Like I said, I just remember grabbing an Avengers one. I got there pretty late.
That's another so, guy.
If you see one of those.
Oh, action number one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Superman's first appearance.
Got one.
Why are you living in this palace?
It's palatial, I said.
All right, well, should we sign off here?
Sure.
All right, so I'm Biggs.
I'm Adrian.
I'm Brandon.
Take it easy.